kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, Sipagaza, Sise Washington, D.C.
Hello, Mgela, Ninja, William Kuluku Studio 7, Molestan, Shara 31, Palagas 2021, and Praxis Jeremiah. In the Venice, too, Lansanji.
Ngithi ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu sibili ngumuntu adesiphekela njalo ekhatsha izizalwane zikamthwakazi. Sizobuhlungu sibili njengedorobho, kodwa umoya wethu ududuzekile lapho inzalo yakhe abantu abathi besithi bona bazaqhubekela phambili ngevision.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zibuye ngobuningi zathi gwaqa i-amphitheatre. Sizovalelisa usomabhizimusi obedumile waleli dolobho, uNkosazana Beauty Mpofu.
I-government isizama nge-last minute ukuzama ukufeza promise yabo leya ukuthi by end of 2021 bazabe sebekwanisile i-herd immunity target, kodwa kuyehlula and sonke besikwazi lokhu ukuthi vela seze kufezeke.
Umasipala waseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini ehlaba abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukuthi balalo nalo bahatshi leli gciwane. Uhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje silegqambo legxile kumdumo werumba elizibiza ngokuthi Sukuma Sithande seBhumane Super Sounds. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ezigoqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende, inkokheli zikamunicipala labosomabhizinisi babuye ngobuningi bathi gwaqa i-amphitheatre bezovalelisa uNkosazana Beauty Mpofu. Umampofu ube ngusomabhizinisi wendawo zokudlela edume ngokuthi Nkosi's B Kitchen. Ubekwe namhlanje emangcwabeni awe-Lady Stanley Cemetery kobulawayo. Ithuthu lezindaba ye-Studio 7 uEzra Jesus Vanda usethulela lolu daba.
Iningi labakhulume emngcwabeni kaSis B baveze ukudabuka kwenhliziyo besithi lokhu yikulahlekelwa okukhulu kukabulawayo njalo uzosala elesizungu. Ubathi ntambo waleli dolobho uNkosikazi uJudy Ncube ngomunye wabakhulume kulo umngcwabo. Umsekeli kaMeya okobulawayo uKhansila Mlando Ncube uncome uSis B ngemisebenzi yakhe ekobulawayo.
Ngithi ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu sibili ngumuntu adesiphekela njalo ekhatsha izizalwane zikamthwakazi. Sizobuhlungu sibili njengedorobho, kodwa umoya wethu ududuzekile lapho inzalo yakhe abantu abathi besithi bona bazaqhubekela phambili ngevision, ngoba uSis B was creating employment for our people and ukudla kwakhe kwakusiphakamisa kakhulu.
Okhansila sikhululekile moyo kakwabi 17 ephumula kobulawayo ugcizelela amazwi kaNcube.
Njengomama ngizwa ubuhlungu ngoba umama uSis B ube yintombi ebisebenza njalo ikhangelele ukuthuthukisa ubulawayo njalo ikhangelele ukuncedisa abanye labo athi sebaqhatshile. Engumama njalo otshengise ukuthi ukuba ngumama uyanelisa ukusukumisa isigaba sakho ubulawayo ngokudla nje, ukupheka isitshwala esilobunono lokudla kwesintu okuqakathekileyo.
USis B wanikeza isicoco lemivuzo eminingi ngenxa yesiphiwo sokupheka. Okwaba ngumongameli uPresident weZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce uMnumzana Obed Sibanda uveza kulahlekelwa kwemuli yabosomabhizimisi.
Ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu, not only ukuthi ube ngumuntu opheka kuhle, kodwa ulahlekelwe ngokuthi ube sengumuntu ekade abantu bekhangelele kuye ukuthi bafunde kuye ebhizinisi. Lebhizinisi sithi uSis B was an unsung heroine, ukuthi abantu abaningi babengamnanzeleli, babemthatha njengomuntu ophekayo kuphela, but thina esasibonga layo, you know, ukuthi she was far much better.
Unkosazana Precious Masuku osebenze loSisi B okwesikhathi eside layo veza ukudana okukhulu.
Ngizobuhlungu kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngumama kimi, udirector, imento. She was everything kwami impilo. I worked with umama for almost 10 years. Ngi waitress, wangisusa lapho, ngabe head waitress, ngabe supervisor, ngabe marketing manager wakhe. Umama brought me up to where I am today.
Umampofu ubhubhele esibhedlela seMatadei ngolwesihlanu olwedlule ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside ehlutshwa ngumkhuhlane wezinso. Uthiye abantwana bane, umfana oyedwa lamantombazana amathathu, njalo abantu bakhe bathembise ukusebenza bemanyene beqhubekisela phambili imkulu yakhe yokudlela. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, igama lami ngingu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Umasipala weseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini ehlaba abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukubana balalo nalo bahatshi leli gciwane. Lokhu umasipala uthi ukwenza ngehloso yokuzama ukufinyelela inani elidingakalayo ukuvikela abantu kulo mkhuhlane i-herd immunity. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lolu hlelo lwensuku ezintathu luqale ukuqhutshwa mhla ka-29 Mpalakazi njalo lwagqitshwa lamhla. Lamhla bebesemavinkilini awe Gulf Complex esilindweni samabhasi aya eMthare emzini weMbare endaweni eyaziwa ngokuthi kusemapranga emzini weHighfields lesilindweni samabhasi endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi Cherima emzini munye. Ngaphambilini benelise ukufinyelela indawo ezigoqela emavinkili emzini weGlenview 3 eyakho Samuriwo eMfakose ekuwadzana 5 Estrata Avenue emzini weAvondale endaweni yePomona Quarry eHeathcliff kanye leinye eyaziwa ngokuthi Bamadzimai Ellen. Osaphethe isikhundla sokuba yisikhulumeli sikamunicipala weHarare umnumzana Innocent Ruwende ulandisa kabanzi ngalezi nhlelo zabo.
In a bid to achieve herd immunity and bringing services closer,
senza lokhu sizama ukuthi sanelise kufinyelela lelo nani elidingakalayo ukuthi kuthiwe uzulu elizweni uvikelekile i-herd immunity.
Kodwa uzulu ogoqela umnumzana Junior Moyo uthi osekusenziwa ngumunicipala kwakumele ngabe kudala kwenziwa.
I-government isizama nge-last minute ukuzama kufeza i-promise yabo leya yokuthi by end of 2021 bazabe sebekwanisile i-herd immunity target, kodwa kuyehlula and sonke besikwazi lokhu ukuthi vele akusoze kufezeke. Ngakho lokhu abasebekwenza nge-last minute abantu bezama ukulungiselela ukungena umnyaka omutsha, njalo abalento eziningi engqondweni yabo lokhu ukuthi lakho belandelelana le-target ze-government esizaziyo ukuthi vele azifikeleki ayike ku-waste isikhathi sethu.
Uhulumende akasakhulumi ngalolu daba aluthembisa abantu ukuthi kusiyafika emaphethelweni awonalo umnyaka ilizwe liyabe selile nani elidingakalayo labafika phose izigidi ezilitshumi 10 million loba isilinganiso sokungamatshumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% ukuthi kuthiwe livikelekile i-herd immunity. Uhulumende wayethembisile ukuba kwakuzoqhutshwa inhlelo ezijiyeneyo ogoqela ukuya ezikolweni ukuyahlaba abafundi, ukuya ezilindweni lapho kugadelwa khona amabhasi lokunye okungasaphumelelanga konke lokhu. Okwamanje bengaphansi kwengxenye yenani elidingakalayo asebelihlatshiwe baliphindwa kabili leli jekiseni ukuthi kuthiwe bavikelekile ngokugcweleyo i-herd immunity. Sebesedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu 3,129,823 asebelihlatshiwe okwesibili leli jekiseni ngemva kokuba abedlula inkulungwane ezithoba minwembili 8,040 belitholile ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Kuthi asebelihlatshwe okwakuqala sebesedlula izigidi ezine 4,118,635 ngemva kokuba abedlula kancane inkulungwane eziyisithupha 6,394 belihlatshiwe ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
abebandla le MDC Alliance banikeze ukudla kubalandeli babo abaswelayo ikakhulu abakhubazekileyo lasebekhulile abayizakhamizi zaseGwanda. Obhethi Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Ekhuluma emele umkhokheli we-MDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Jamisa, usenator Siphiwe Ncube uthe ibandla lakhe likhathazekile ngendlala ehlasele uzulu elizweni esidale ukuthi iningi lingajabuleli kuhle ikhefu lekhisimusi lelokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Sigcwelise isifiso sikaprezidenti akade khangelela ukubana abantu ngaba badle ikhisimusi kodwa abasayidlanga ikhisimusi, sebenza kudla ini inye. Siyakubonga ke lokhu ukubana akhumbule abantu abaphila kuloneli lizwe elinzima kangaka, ukubana nxa kudliwa kudle wonke umuntu, kungadla abanye abantu basale belanga.
Unkosikazi Jane Dewa odabuka kwa 14 eKwanda South uveze injabulo enkulu ngesipho asitholileyo.
Ngibonga lesipho engisiphiwe nguPresident wami uNelson Chamisa. Ngisithi ngikomana ngaphindi andingathabe kakhulu ngesipho esinje. Ibe ngingacabangela ukuthi ngizathola into ezinje. Siyake siwabona mahamba kodwa sikaze siwabona enje.
Okugcizelelwe ngumnumzana Msindiswa Mpofu okavule esitri enandeni eGwanda North.
Ngisithakile kakhulu isipho lesi, angikwazi ukuthi vele singambonga njani. Sakuthemba ukuthi labe le mpilo ende aqhubeke azizwe lo mlando ukuthi abantu siyakhala sifisa ukuthi ngabe nguye ophambili ofukhokheleyo.
Umnumzana Jason Mazalo lilunga le-National Executive AMDC Alliance uthi baningi abantu ababhekane lendlala abakhubazekileyo kanye lezalukazi lamakhehla baseGwanda abangaba ngamathumi amathathu baphiwa ukudla okugoqela irayisi, ithukela, amafutha okuphekisa, iflawa kanye lendumba.
Kulokho kulutshwana kodwa laba abalutshwana abakhethiweyo bamela bonke abasemumeni ofana lawo nalowo. So yiyo ikhisimusi ethe sizolipha yona namhlanje.
Okungamanga kuhle komnotho weZimbabwe kanye lokuqhamuka kwegcona le-coronavirus kudale ukuthi beduma ikhisimusi yalonyaka. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Unkosazana Gugulethu Masuku oyisifundi se-Upper 6 e-St. Columbus High School ohlala emzini weKhilani koBulawayo unikeze isipho semvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini lesepa kumantombazana ahlala eKhilani Squatter Camp ngenhloso yokuthi bathole labo ithuba lokulondoloza ukuhlanzeka njengoba limpahla izibiza intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Iningi labesifazana abesenelisi ukuthenga imvunulo yokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini ngoba intengo yayo ingeneliswa ngabaningi, okubangela ukuba iningi ligcine liphila nzima ngesikhathi besemfuleni. Unkosazana Gugulethu Masuku uchaza isizathu sokupha imvunulo yabomama kumantombazana angamachumi amahlanu eKhilani Squatter Camp.
Le 18 years lapha ngilande ukuzodonate kwabantu abahlala kwi-informal settlement eseduzane leKhilani. Ngilanda amankazana specifically zobaphathela sanitary way so that they have, because these days sanitary way emashopu isidula. I-packet ekade ngiyilungisa bekule pad lesepa, kwenza ukuthi amankazana akwanise ukuzilungisa bengela trouble.
Induna yeKhilani Squatter Camp umnumzana Tony Ndlovu wamukele ngenjabulo isipho lesi.
Awushilonamhlasibile, hhayi siyalwemukela kakhulu ngoba yilo lujabulisa ebazalini ukuthi abantwana baziphathe ekukhuleni wabo bengabi lobuchapha kibo.
Uthandekile Ndlovu, omunye wabathole isipho semvunulo, uthi ubevele esephelelwe ukuthi uzothini ngalesi sethekeli senyanga zonke esilanda abesifazana.
Esikhathi usihlale yanceda ngoba ngingathola indlela zobana ngiziphathe njani njengomntwana oyinkazana, ubona ngingazithengisa umzimba wami lokuthi ngikhule kuhle. Abantu abadoda bengadlaleli kimi, uzanceda ngoba sengitholile amaphedzi okubana lami ngingasebenzise ngingasendlele kuphila, kuthi bazathi besingaselawo amaphedzi lesi sikhathi.
Onakekela amantombazana amantombazana eKhilani Squatter Camp ngaphansi kohlelo lweSister to Sister olukhokhelwa iNational AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Nompumelelo Dube ubonye kakhulu isipho lesi.
Khangela abantwana ku 10 to 25 ngibanika ulwazi ku-SRH, ngibafundisa ukuthi bazivikele njani ukule abstinence, ukuthi baphuze ukuya emacansini nokuthi bazivikele njani. Njalo nxa kuwukuthi sekwatshasana nomuntu ongubaba ukuthi uyabe efuna ukumbamba kumbe umdlengula, akwanise ukuthi azivikele njalo, akwanise ukuthi abe nomuntu oyi-1, akwanise ukuthi akhulume laye, akubabe ne-secret. Nxa uhlelo lanamhla mbona thi luzamphathisa ukuthi information embanika yona izafanana futhi layona le abazayithola namhlanje, okunjengisa abantu abami bazabe bekwazi ukuthi into engibatshe engibafundisa yona ayingibafundisa ukuthi ngokwalapha kodwa kodwa kuhlangene nje iZimbabwe jikelele. Njalo kulabantu ababakhumbulayo njenge-ejona le encane.
Amantombazana alitshumi lanhlanu athole isepa lemvunulo yabomama engabanceda inyanga ezimbili, okulethe injabulo kwabaningi ngoba iningi alisenelise ukuyithenga emavinkilini ngenxa yokukhuphuka kwentengo. Abanye sebephila ngokusebenzisa esebenza kaningi loba nje kulodubo lwamanzi ngoba kumele ihlanjwe ihlale ihlanzekile. Amankazana amaningi aweZimbabwe njengawo wonke emhlabeni jikelele asethomba esesemancane njalo akenelisi ukuzithengela imvunulo yokusebenzisa nyanga zonke. Abanye bagcina besebenzisa izichibi ezingahlanzekanga okugcina kudala imikhuhlane. Okwamanje ezweni imvunulo yabomama iqalela kumadola amathathu kusiya phezulu ngesizathu sohlonzi lwawo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseKhilani kwaBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kulayitok lamhlanje sikhangela emuva unyaka wonke umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Wezivela kwamanye amazwe namafitshane. Umongameli Joe Biden welemelika ukhulumisane lesowabo weRussia uVladimir Putin ngocingo izolo, wamxwayisa ukubana engabe ukuthi athumbekele Ukraine, njalo achiyane nomcabango wokungena ngodlame kulelo lizwe ngemva kwenyathela lakhe lokuthumela amasosha engcebeni le-Ukraine ukukhulumisana kwabawelaba ngokwesibili kule nyanga. Njalo kuza ngesikhathi kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwemelika labangane bayo abakumanyana wenethu lele-Russia phezu kwalo lutaba. UPutin nalelakhe icele ukubikwa yithe izijeziso ezingethulwa ngele melika labangane balo zingahle ziqabule ubudlelwane lele-Russia obuvele kuntengantenga. Abantu abaningi bebelokhu betheleka namhlanje enkonzweni eSt George's Cathedral edolobheni le-Cape Town e-South Africa ngelanga lesibili lokuvalelisa nalo Archbishop Desmond Tutu owayedume ngokusola umbuso womncinzezelo wobandlululo we-apartheid. UTutu obubengisonto ubekwakusasa uMgqibelo. Abezomvikela bakwele Sudan badubule babulala abantu abane izolo abakade bephakathi kwabantu abatshengiselayo besola wokuhluthuma kwentambo zombuso ngenyanga ezimbili ezidluleyo lelo lizwe. Inkulumo ebulumanisa abantu ezingeni ezitaladeni batshengisela zisola wombuso wolutho zinganaki iziqondiso zokuhlala ezindlini ezethulwe ngabezomvikela laba. Kwezemidlalo unyaka 2021 ubungekho muhle emdlalweni wenguqu njengoba eleZimbabwe lilahlekelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu ababengabadlali lababeyinkokheli yalo mdlalo. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukudlula emhlabeni kamongameli weqembu le-Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede sekuvuselele izilonda enhlizweni zabalandela umdlalo wenguqu ngoba sebebaningi lonyaka osaziwayo abadlale indima ezitshiyeneyo ekuthuthukeni komdlalo elizweni abathethwe ngumdali. Kuthe kuqala umnyaka wadlalela amaqembu abalisa ele-Acadia kanye lele-Capes United u-Anthony Kambani wedlula emhlabeni kwathi ngenyanga kanhlangula kufika abadlali ababili abadlalela iqembu le-Dynamos abaphinda njalo baba ngabaqeqeshi uMishek Uchitambwa kanye lo-David Mandela. Ndikora ngontulikazi kubhubhe uSteve Kwashi owadlalela iqembu leZimbabwe Saints waphinda waba umqeqeshi olodumo esebenzela amaqembu abalisayele Black Aces kanye leCapes United. UJomo Mgabe wangukapteni weqembu leCapes United ufe ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi njalo ngenyanga efanayo okutshone uErnest Maphepha Sibanda. Wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders leCapes United waphinda njalo wakhokhela iqembu leHighlanders engumgcini zihlalo. Yona le inyanga kaMpalakazi umdlalo wenguqu ulahlekelwe ngunkululeko Dlodlo owayengumgadli weqembu leHighlanders. UKennedy Sibanda owayengumnikazi weqembu le-Eagles kanye lo-Isaac Nema owayeyimvimbi yeqembu leDynamos. Kusenjalo wakukaziwa ukuba uGumede uzabekwa nini njalo ngaphi loba nje udade wabo ucephe khulu Fuyane ethe yena umuyi wayevele watsho ukuba ufuna ukubekwa ekhaya kibo eNyathi. Ngolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo webhola, imanager yeqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors Wellington Mpandare uthi iqembu leli namhla liqale ukuzilolonga liselizweni laseCameroon.
Tomorrow we'll have two.
Kusasa sizaphinda njalo sizilolonge kabili ekuseni lasemini. Mhla zimbili kuzivandlela sizadlala umdlalo wokuzwana amandla. Umdlalo ebesiwuqokele iqembu laseCameroon awusacaci kumbe sizawudlala ngoba sasivumelene ukuba sidlale mhla zine kuzivandlela. Manje bona sebesithi bafuna ukudlala lathi mhla zintathu.
Uqhubekele phambili uMpandare wathi imbangela ukuba beCameroon bebefuna ukusebenzisa inkundla abazadlalela kuyo umdlalo wabo wokuqala mhla kuqala umncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations. Kodwa inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of African Football ithe abangeke besebenzise leyo nkundla sekusele insuku ezinhlanu ukuba imidlalo iqale. Umncintiswano we-AFCON ukhangelele ukuqala mhla ziyi-9 nomunye kunyaka kazibandlela usiyafika emaphethelweni mhla ziyi-6 ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Iqembu leZimbabwe kwamanje linabadlali abali-10 lathobamunembili kwele Cameroon njalo abanye abahlanu abadlala phetsheya kolwandle bazafika mhla zine kuzibandlela. Iqembu leZimbabwe likusibaya sikagroup B ndawonye leMalawi, Guinea kanye leSenegal njalo lizadlala umdlalo walo wokuqala mhla zili-10 lapho elizadibana khona leSenegal. Imele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo imuJoseph Njanje.
Umhlelo Woza Friday ngokulivikisi leqembu eligcwele umdumo oyeRomba elizibiza ngokuthi Sukuma Sihambe seBhumane Super Sounds. Lona-ke liphethe idlalade lalo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Idlozi Elikhulu. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Lidlalate lesukuma sihambe lesithathu njalo lilengoma eziyisithupha. Nango umkhokheli weqembu.
Sanibonani emsakazweni obingelelayo nguPhumzani Nyoni okhokhelela iqembu lesukuma sihambe seBhumani Super Sound ehamba naye uZivusiso Ncube. Kanti ngokuzalwa sizalwa ngaseNkayi kwesikhobokhobo endaweni eseBhumani.
Mamela umuzwe namhlanje madoda sivuselela madoda ethandweni. Umusizo lokho sizokhuluma namhlanje madoda ungakwenza ethandweni ukuthi usasaleke muva.
Amanye amadlalati aleli qembu agoqela elakuqala elithi umuntu omnyama kanye lelesibili elilesihloko esithi tshintsha impilo. Thank you. lokuthenga idlalate balithola ngapi?
Ukuhlala sihlala eSouth Africa, inumber esitholakala kizo ngu 0843977607. Ezinye zithi 0618065798. Izinumber esitholakala khona, sixhumaneni khona lapho.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Siyacela kakhulu uxhaso lwenu, isapoti yenu, ukuthi lalele sisapota njalo, sithenge umculo wethu ngendlela efaneleyo. Silibonga kakhulu balandeli bethu umculo wethu rumba.
Liphuma ke enkundleni iqembu lesukuma sihambe sebhuma ne super sounds ngale.
Kalela abafana ophikisane baba labazukulu bakho abangazange bakubona baba, kungasenani baba, sizodanela emculweni.
Yethu yani ile mfana kamdala?
Kanti akwazi.
Sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela izakhamizi zakoBulawayo ezibuye ngobuningi zathi gwaqa e-Art Theatre zizovalelisa nalo somabhizinisi obedumile waleli dolobho uNkosazana Beauty Mpofu. Umanisipala waseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini lihlaba abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukubana balalo nalo bahatshi leli gciwane. Uhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besilexembu eligcweleyo umdumo werumba elizibiza ngokuthi Sukuma Sihambe seBhumane Super Sounds. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nopractivist Jeremiah and City libe lempelaviki elithukela. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lokugcina kulomnyaka ka-2021. Selibonga ngokusisekela kwenu ngalo mnyaka
Oselivalelisa ngupraxidis Jeremiah ngihle ngithatheleli thuba ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 lokulifisela umnyaka omutsha omuhle obusisiweyo oka-2022.